Hey guys, Horror Fan here, and welcome back to my podcast on Anchor. Today, I'm going to do the horror talk of the unsolved murders before the 20th century. Just the 20th century unsolved murders. It includes notable cases where victims have been murdered under unknown circumstances. So, just a random one, honestly. So yeah, before I get on to the horror talk, don't forget to follow me on Anchor and Spotify. Let's get on to a list of unsolved murders. Okay. What the heck? Thought I saw lost something. Oh, there it is. So before the 19th century, the Gibeonland Man between 18 and 20, one of six naturally mummified bodies dating back to 3400 BC, found in 1896 in Egypt, is suspected of having been murdered when a 2012 CAT CAT scan determined that there were puncture wounds on his body. As with most things surrounding the mummy's lives, his murder remains a mystery. Otzi, also called the Iceman, is the well-preserved natural mummy of a man who lived between 3400 and 3100 BCE. The mummy was found in September 1991 in the Otzalp Alps. The cause of death remained uncertain until 10 years after the discovery of the body. It is believed that Otzi bled to death after being hit by an arrow that shattered the scapula and damaged nerves and blood vessels before lodging near the lung. Bog bodies are a numerous class of men and women who had been violently killed from prehistoric times into the Middle Ages. The victims had subsequently been dumped in swamps where they were naturally mummified. It is unclear whether the bog bodies were sacrificed, executed, or murdered. Examples include the Boxdam Man, the Tolod Man, and the Lindor Man. Agrippina the Younger, 43, the Empress of the Roman Empire from AD 49 to AD 54, was murdered by an unknown assailant on March 23, AD 59. Conflicting accounts are given about her murder, which remains unsolved. Caesarion, 17, Ptolemy XV, Philopater, Philometer, Caesar, 30 BC, the son of Cleopatra, and Julius Caesar, and as such, the last king of the Ptolemaic dynasty of the Ptolemaic kingdom of ancient Egypt, ruling alone for 11 days, whose death at the orders of Augustus, who, while still Octavian, is accepted in 30 BC, and yet the exact circumstances of his death and the location of his body are not documented. Emperor Valentinian II, May 15, 392, was hanged in his residence in Vienne in Gaul. Frankish General Arbogast claimed it was suicide, although some sources suggest that, having been dismissed by the emperor, the general had murdered him. Dagobert II, 679, was one of the last Merovingian kings murdered in the Ardennes Forest on December 23. Whoever killed him is unknown, unfortunately. Wenceslas III of Bohemia, 16, the last Premilisdic king of Bohemia, died on August 4, 1306, just short on his 17th birthday in Olomouc. He was murdered, but not by whom. Most chronicles report the murderer was a Thuringian mercenary named Conrad von Bottenstein, but this had been rejected since the honest Conrad died around 1320. The chronicles also report the supposed murderer was stabbed to death by guards moments after the murder. The person who ordered the murder is completely unknown. Still, most assume it was either Albert I of Germany or Władysław the first of Poland, who both had political hatred towards him, and against the latter of whom Wenceslas was then marching with an army, since both claimed the kingdom of Poland as theirs. Momia Juanita, also known as the Inside Ice Maiden and Lady of Abanto, is the well-preserved frozen body of an Inca girl who was murdered as an offering to the Inca of God sometime between 1450 and 1480, when she was about between 12 and 15 years old, by persons unknown. She was discovered on Mount Ampato, part of the Andes Cordillera in southern Peru, in September 1995 by anthropologist Joan Reinhardt and his Peruvian climbing partner Miguel Zarate. The Holy Child of La Guardia is a Spanish Roman Catholic folk saint and the subject of a medieval blood libel in the town of La Guardia, located in the central Spanish province of Toledo, Castilla-La Mancha. An auto de fe was held outside Avila on November 16, 1491, ending in the public execution of several Jews and conversos. The suspects had confessed under torture to murdering a child. The executed people were Benito Garcia, the converso who had initially confessed to the child's murder. However, nobody was ever found, and there was no definite proof that a child disappeared or was killed. Because of contradictory confessions, the court had trouble coherently debating how events possibly took place. The true identity of the child is unknown as well. Giovanni Borgia, 2nd Duke of Gandia, 1947, his body was recovered in the Tiber with his throat slit and about 9 stab wounds on his torso. His father, Pope Alexander launched an investigation, which ended abruptly a week later. Theories ranged from the Orsini family to his brothers, Caesar Borgia and Geoffrey Borgia, having committed the crime. Moctezuma II, 1520, Aztec emperor. According to Spanish accounts, he was killed by his people. According to Aztec accounts, he was assassinated by the Spanish. Robert Packington, between 46 and 47 years old, 1536, is likely to have been the first person murdered with a handgun in London. Oh, that's interesting. Plomo Mummy, also known as Boy of El Plomo, El Plomo Mum, or La Momia del Serio El Plomo in Spanish, is the well-preserved remains of an insane child who is said to have lived about 500 years ago, discovered on Serio El Plomo near Santiago, Chile in 1954. English royalists are believed to have ambushed and murdered Isaac Dorslaus in 1649, a diplomat representing the interests of the Commonwealth to the Dutch government at The Hague in retaliation for his role in the trial and execution of Charles I. No suspects were ever identified. However, some royalists later boasted of having taken part. Sir Edmund Barry Godfrey, aged 56, in 1678, was found impaled on his sword and strangled at Primrose Hill, London. 3 men were hanged, but the witness statements was later perjured. Jean Francois de Clercq was a French pirate who was murdered in Rio de Janeiro on March 18, 1711, while in prison for unknown reasons by masked shooters. The case was never solved. Charles of Sweden, aged 36, was killed by a bullet in a siege trench in Fredrikshald, Norway, while observing the enemy on November 30, 1718, after it had entered the side of his head, leading to the speculation that he was shot by one of his men. Alessandro Stradella, aged 38, a 1682 composer who was stabbed to death at the Piazza Banchi of Genoa. His infidelities were well known, and many theorized that a nobleman of the Nomelli, of the Lomellini family, hired the killer. Jean Marie Lecher, 1764, violinist and composer, was found stabbed in his Paris home. Although the murder remains a mystery, his nephew Guillaume Francois Val and Lecure's ex-wife were the main suspects at the time. Jeez. Although the colonial authorities in Pennsylvania at the time investigated the two December 1764 Paxton Boys massacres of defenselessness Conestoga communities near present-day Millersville as criminal mass murders, the perpetrators were never identified. 19th century, Elijah Parrish Lovejoy, age 34, was an American Presbyterian minister, journalist, newspaper editor, and abolitionist. of Bolintas. He was shot and killed on November 7, 1837 by a pro-slavery mob in Alton, Illinois. Of course, a mob, during their attack on the warehouse of Benjamin Godfrey and W.S. Gilman to destroy Lovejoy's press and Bolintas' materials. Mary Rogers, between the age of 21 and 22, also known as the Beautiful Cigar Girl, the body was found in the Hudson River on July 28, 1841. The story became a national sensation and inspired Edgar Allan Poe to write The Mystery of Marie Rogette from 1842. Helen Jewett, 22, an American prostitute, was murdered in New York City on April 10, 1836. A young man named Richard P. Robinson was arrested and charged with her murder, but was found not guilty. The natural killer was never found. Françoise de Choiseul Praslin, the wife of French Duke Charles de Choiseul Praslin, died shortly after a beating and stabbing in the family's Paris apartments on August 17, 1847. Her husband was arrested but committed suicide during the trial, protesting his innocence. No other suspect has ever been identified. The scandal caused by the case helped to provoke the French Revolution of 1848. Barbu Cadarigo, age 54, the first prime minister of Romania and a conservative politician, was assassinated during a parliamentary meeting on June 20, 1862. His killer was never found. Sakamoto Ryoma, 31, was a Japanese samurai and a prominent figure in the movement to overthrow the Tokugawa Shogunate, which was assassinated at the Omiya Inn in Kagayato not long before the Meiji Restoration took place. On the night of December 10, 1867, assassins gathered at the inn's door, and one approached and knocked, acting as an ordinary caller. Ryoma's bodyguard and manservant answered the door, a former sumo wrestler who told a stranger he would see if Ryoma was accepting callers at that hour of the evening. When the bodyguard turned his back, the visitor at the door drew his sword and slashed his back, which became a fatal wound, unfortunately. Nakaoka Shintaro, 29, was a samurai in the Bakumatsu's period of Japan and a close associate of Sakamoto Ryoma in the movement to overthrow the Tokugawa Shogunate, was killed on December 12, 1867. Thomas C. Hinman, 40, was an American politician assassinated by one or more assailants on September 27, 1868. The assassins fired through his parlor window while he was reading his newspaper with his children in Helena, Arkansas, United States. Oh, his children. Alexander Boyd was a country selector of Greene County, Alabama, who was lynched by the KKK, of course, on March 31st, 1870. Really? Okay. Benjamin Nathan, 56, a financier turned philanthropist, was found beaten to death in his New York City home on July 28, 1870. Several suspects were identified, including Nathan's profligate son, Washington, who discovered the body along with his brother, but none were ever indicted. Juan Prim, 56, a Spanish general and statesman, in December 1870, was shot through the windows of his carriage by several assailants and died 2 days later. In 2012, his body was exhumed. The autopsy showed he might have been strangled on his deathbed, but the results were deemed inconclusive. Sharon Tyndale, age 65, former Illinois Secretary of State, was robbed and shot as he walked from his house in Springfield to the nearby train station early on the morning of April 29, 1871. George Colvo Caresses, age 55, the Greek-American naval commander and explorer, died of a gunshot wound while returning to a ferry boat on June 3, 1872 in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The insurance company claimed it was suicide but eventually settled with his family. John Bozeman, age 32, an American frontiersman who helped establish the Bozeman Trail and founded the city of Bozeman, Montana, was killed under unclear circumstances along the Yellowstone River on April 30, 1867. Various theories have been proposed concerning his death, ranging from an attack by Blackfeet Indians to revenge for his flirting with women. Charles Bravo, a wealthy British lawyer, died of antimony poisoning on April 21st, 1876. It is unclear how and why the antimony was administered to him. Henry Winston Smith, 49, a minister, was found dead on the road between his home in Crook City, South Dakota, and Deadwood, where he was going to give a sermon on August 20, 1876. Smith was not robbed, and the motive for his killing remains unknown. Arthur St. Clair, an African-American community leader in Brooksville, Florida, was killed by a white mob in 1877 after presiding over interracial marriage. The papers relating to the case were incinerated when the county courthouse was destroyed in an arson attack, preventing the killers from being found. George Leonidas Leslie, aged between 35 and 36, was an American architect from New York who later became a bank robber. After Leslie had fled from the public in May 1878, he was found dead on June 4, 1878 in Yonkers, New York. Martin DeFore, age 73, an early settler of Atlanta, Georgia, was, along with his wife, the victim of an axe murder on their farm on July 25th, 1879. Two trials in Canada's Black Donnellys massacre, in which five members of a family of Irish immigrants were found murdered in the ashes of their Ontario farm after an angry mob attacked it on February 4, 1880, allegedly as a result of feuds with their neighbors, resulting in all the suspects being acquitted. John Henry Blake, age 74, agent for one of Ireland's most despised British landlords, were shot and killed along with his driver on their way to Mass outside Logrea on June 29, 1882. The case received considerable attention at the time because Blake's employer, Herbert de Burgh Canning, second Marquess of Clanricarde, was a nobleman. Although his wife survived the attack, she could not identify any suspects. American outlaw Johnny Ringo, age 32, was shot dead on July 14, 1882. Although officially ruled a suicide, doubts have been cast upon the sequence of events and Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday were implicated in murdering Ringo. Dave Ruda Ball, age 31, is an American gunfighter and outlaw infamous for his stagecoach robberies and association with other notorious characters in the Old West. Was killed in the gunfight at a saloon in Parral, Mexico. His killer or killers who decapitated him with a freaking machete and stuck his head on a pole has or have never been identified. The Rahway murder of 1887, also known as Unknown Woman and Rahway Jane Doe, is the murder of an unidentified young woman whose body was found in Rahway, New Jersey on March 25th, 1887. Four brothers traveling to work at the Feltz Mills by Blungood's Pond in Clark, New Jersey, early one morning found the young woman lying off Central Avenue near Jefferson Avenue, several hundred feet from the Central Avenue Bridge over the Rahway River. Her body was very bloody and had been subjected to a beating. Victims of Jack the Ripper, of course. In the second half of 1888, at least five London women were murdered, supposedly by a serial killer. The killer was never apprehended, and the murders are unsolved. Until recently, or like 2 years ago, obviously, or 3 years ago. The Whitehall mystery in 1888, the dismembered remains of a woman were discovered at three different sites in the center of London, including the future site of Scotland Yard. John M. Clayton, age 48, the American politician, was shot on the evening of January 29, 1889 in Plummerville, Arkansas, after starting an investigation into possible election frauds. Belle Starr, age 40, was a notorious female American outlaw. On February 3, 1889, she was killed 2 days before her 41st birthday. She was ambushed when riding home from a neighbor's house in Eufaula, Oklahoma. Her death resulted from shotgun wounds to the back, neck, shoulder, and face. Paul Crample, age 26, a French explorer who explored the areas of present-day Gabon and Chad in Africa, was murdered on April 9, 1891 by unknown people. No one was ever charged with the crime. The People's Grocery lynchings were a series of racially motivated confrontations from March 2 through 8, 1892 in Memphis, Tennessee, culminating in the lynching of three black persons. Andrew Jackson Borden, of course, and Abby and Dorothy Borden, father and stepmother of Lizzie Borden, where I did a horror talk about her on Tuesday, were killed in their family house in Fall River, Massachusetts on the morning of August 4, 1892 by blows from a hatchet. In the case of Andrew Borden, the hatchet blows not only crushed his skull, but cleanly split his left eyeball. Lizzie was later arrested and charged with the murders. When her stepmother was killed, Lizzie was the only other person known to have been in the house. Lizzie and the maid, Bridget Sullivan, were the only other people known to have been in the house when Mr. Borden was killed. A jury acquitted Lizzie in the following year, 1893. Fraser B. Baker and Julia Baker were a father and daughter who were murdered on February 22, 1898 in their own house in Lake City, South Carolina. The Gatton murders occurred 1.5 miles from the rural Australian town of Gatton, Queensland, on December 26, 1898. Siblings Michael, Nora, and Ellen Murphy were found deceased the morning after they left home to attend a dance in the town hall, which had been canceled. The bodies were arranged with the feet pointing west, and both women had their hands tied with handkerchiefs. This signature aspect has never been repeated in Australian crime and to date remains a mystery. William Gobel, age 44, was an American politician who was shot and mortally wounded on the morning of January 30, 1900 in Frankfort, Kentucky, one day before being sworn in as governor of Kentucky. The next day, the dying Gobel was sworn in and, despite the best efforts of 18 physicians attending him, died on the afternoon on February 3, 1900. Gobel remains the only state governor in the U.S., to die by assassination. That was the end of the horror talk of the unsolved murders before the 20th century. Thank God. I'm that tired, literally. I'll see you guys tonight on my main podcast on the movie recap. Bye!